Now time for our Axtell Locker Room Chat here on KMZA. I'm Brandon Tama. We're joined by the Axtell Girls Basketball Coach, that is Bradley Brockstrom, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, B&D Buildings as well. Coach, not a ton to dive into here this week, and, you know, obviously last week we talked about the season opener against Valley Heights. There was kind of a scheduling issue, and you guys weren't able to get a game in this week, so you wait your opponent in game number two on Friday against Flint Hills Christian. We'll talk about that, but you know, we look at some teams that have already played four or five games. You guys are looking to play game number two. How do you kind of view that, you know, from your perspective as a coach, maybe just not getting quite as many opportunities here in the early few weeks of the season?
Be honest, don't like it at all. You know, it's tough in practice when you're practicing with 11 girls. We're not blessed with, you know, a lot of numbers, and trying to get that competition to work on things that you need to work on, that obviously when you play games, you know, they show up. So it's definitely difficult. You know, we're on our 25th practice. You know, the girls are, you know, they're working hard every day, and it's just, you know, they want something different. They want to see a game, and it's definitely difficult.
Yeah, you mentioned 25 practices, yet still just one game in the books, waiting for game two on Friday against Flint Hills Christian. But, you know, we talked to coaches that have had already stretches where they're playing four games in maybe 9 days. So those, you know, there's some teams out there that are getting just constant reps here in the early portions of the season. I can't imagine what it's like just constantly practicing, and just not being able to get on the floor.
Like I say, it's difficult. You know, we talked to the girls about it, you know, just staying positive, you know, coming to practice and just having the positive attitude and working hard. And, you know, it's definitely something that it's a struggle, you know, trying to get the girls to have that intensity that you want, you know, on a daily basis, and, you know, not having a game. And it's definitely, it's a struggle.
How have the girls kind of responded to that? You mentioned the numbers being down a little bit, but I guess on a flip side and kind of a positive with that, you know, you have that extra time to really fine-tune some things. Maybe what's a thing or two that you've really been kind of honing in on with this extra time?
Well, I mean, the girls they responded well. I mean, this is a good group of girls. You know, they got positive attitudes, show up, work hard every day. You know, we work on, you know, breaking pressure. You know, it's an everyday chore, you know, and it's just very difficult to show what, you know, a Valley Heights would show in practice. You know, we don't have those athletes where we can show, you know, the 5, 6, 7, 8 girls that play, you know, what that pressure is going to be like. And it's difficult. You know, we run three people at one, you know, we do different things to try to create it, but it's difficult, and, you know, that's going to be the key on the year is breaking pressure and getting into our, you know, our offensive set. We get into our offensive set, I think we'll be just fine. You know, we'll be just fine down there. So
yeah, that opener against Valley Heights, it seems like a long time ago, and it certainly was nearly 2 weeks ago. But you finally get back on the floor Friday. You take on Flint Hills Christian. You know, what's kind of the expectation for that game? What do they do? And just kind of the early scouting report on your Friday opponent.
Well, I haven't gotten much film on them, just scoreboard watching. You know, we got to work hard and, you know, I'm really looking into getting into our offensive sets and running, you know, running our offense, getting out, running the floor, you know, doing the things we want to do, you know, to see, you know, see what we got to adjust and tweak and, you know, cause we're going to be, coming after the break, we're going to be playing three games a week, you know, for 3 weeks. So it's going to hit hard. So
yeah, it'll change quick for sure. You'll get Flint Hills Christian on Friday. Real quick, I'll get you out of here with this, Coach. If not Christmas, what's your favorite holiday?
Halloween.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, solid. First one I've heard of that, but it is a solid holiday. Always a good time of the year. There it is. Bradley Brockstrom, Axtell Girls Basketball Coach. No game on Tuesday night. They're finally back on the floor. They'll get Flint Hills Christian at home on Friday night to wrap up the 24 portion of the schedule. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck Friday, and we'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
Thank you, sir.